I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1093, The Power of Today. I love the old poem that says, "The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is today." Look, we can lament all the woulda, coulda, and shouldas we want to, or we can do today what will really change tomorrow. It's easy to get stuck thinking about the opportunities we had and we didn't take, and to wallow in that. And oh, the difference they could have made, but now they don't. The money we didn't invest, the relationships we didn't hold on to, or maybe that we didn't let go of and should have, the jobs we didn't take, the things we didn't say while the loved one was alive. Well, you get the idea. It's depressing, and it's a long path that we can't change. But we can choose today what we do and say and give and live in ways that will be for the Lord and for others an eternal difference. T2G is all about love. And love is not just looking at the moment. We live in the moment. But it's also living in the moment, understanding that the choices we make will affect others, maybe for generations or even eternity to come. You know, the Bible's big on it. Here are just a few verses on the power of today. 2 Corinthians 6:2. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now, today is the day of salvation. Hebrews 3:15. But encourage one another day after day, as long as it's still called today, so that none of you will be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. Jesus said to the thief on the cross next to him, "Today you will be with me in paradise." Jesus taught us to pray, "Give us today our daily bread." Jesus told old Zacchaeus, "Zacchaeus, you hurry and come down, for today I must stay at your house." Psalm 118, verse 24, "The Lord has done it this very day. Let us rejoice today and be glad." Deuteronomy 30:15, "See, I set before you today life, prosperity, death, and destruction." You get the idea. Today, you can make choices that will affect others for generations to come. Think about it. It's already happened to you. Others have made choices that greatly impacted your worldview, your income, your family, your education, your, well, everything. And you do the same for others. The BBC wrote in a blog, "Long-termism is the view that positively influencing long-term future is a key moral priority of our time. It's about taking seriously the sheer scale of the future and how high the stakes might be in shaping it. It means thinking about the challenges we face in our lifetimes that could impact civilization's whole trajectory and taking action to benefit not just the present generation, but all generations to come. The case for long-termism rests on the simple idea that future people matter." Well, that's true, podcast family. And it's everything from caring for the climate to teaching our kids God's views to how we use our resources and to when and how we share our faith. Judges 2:10 is a scary verse. It says, "In all that generation also were gathered to their fathers, and there arose another generation after them who did not know the Lord or the work that he had done for Israel." Wow. The passing on of the faith is not accidental. It's absolutely intentional. You've heard the saying, "Don't cry over spilt milk." Well, don't live in the lament of lost opportunities. Instead, enjoy the power of today. Here's the great question. What are you doing in your life today that will make a positive impact for the Lord for generations to come? Let's pray this prayer from David Platt. "For generations yet unborn, and through our witness and our faithful passing your word on to those behind us, and equipping them to do the same, God, we pray. We pray that there will be legacies of faith flowing from each of our lives in the generations that come behind us. Please, O God, may it be so. May it not be said that there arose after us a generation that did not know you or the work you've done in Christ. In his name we pray. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1094. And in the meantime, the present of the present, the gift of now. We don't have tomorrow yet, but our acts do influence tomorrow and the tomorrow after that. The loving T2G thing to do is to live in the power of today.